Tanakoto Katoa, welcome to Well with Anahila. I'm Anahila Kanongata Asuisui Ki, the Labourist MP based in Papakura and Tamaki. Well with Anahila is a conversation with women about their well-being and what they're doing in the community. This afternoon, we're so lucky to have Sango Whiangainga. Now, Sango Whiangainga, I know Sango, is a member of Pacifica Manukau and a mother of many girls and a grandmother of one. But I think that's, and I know that Sango's just busy, but it'll be good to have a chat with Sango about what she's doing out and about in the community. Welcome to Well with Anahila, Sango. How are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, Anahila, and it's such a pleasure and an honour to be with you.
Thank you, Sango. So I've briefly given a brief introduction about yourself, but I know that you're more than that. So if you could help me with my introduction and share a little or something about yourself, that would be great.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Anahila. Yes, my name is Sango Whiangainga. I am the eldest and the only daughter of Tuioti and Maunga Sawa'i Whiangainga. My father, Tuioti, hails from the strong village of Si'umu in Samoa, and my mother, Maunga Sawa'i, hails from the fabulous village of Whangapua in Sawa'i. I was born and raised in Invercargill. I have been Invercargill, second coldest city in New Zealand. I still say that Dunedin is the coldest. And I have six beautiful daughters. Maunga is 22, Taufo is 20, Sina is 18, Isabel is 15, and Daisy is 12, Miriam is 9, and yes, my gorgeous grandson, Luca Avangalu Whiangainga, is 4. And I work full-time at Griffins, New Zealand. I am the customer services representative for the Upper North Island for all of our territory managers, reps, merchandisers and stores from Taupo to Kaitaia. And I am currently one of 8 Labour candidates standing for the Manurewa local board elections being held in September. I'm the chairperson, just newly elected actually, chairperson for the Waimahia Intermediate School Board of Trustees. Just recently elected also as the secretary for the Labour Pacific group as well. So I'm very busy.
Great, Sango.
But it's a pleasure.
Yeah, that's why it's a privilege for this program to have you at this time of the day. So you work for Griffiths. You know, my mother, my cousin, a lot of people in my family work there, so it's good to know that the company is still there. It's still in Otahuhu,
No, Griffiths is actually,
well,
where I'm based, where the chips are being made at Eta.
Oh, okay.
And so we're based in Riri and Manukau, and all of our Griffiths biscuits are now being made in Papakura.
Oh, okay.
So South Auckland business.
Yeah.
150 years old. We celebrated 3 years ago. So 153 years old now here in New Zealand.
Wow. So the Griffiths, they've been around a long time.
Oh, yes. Just everybody loves the old ginger nut and cameo cream, so
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to... I'm going overseas in a couple of weeks, and what they wanted was cameo creams and cameo creams and what's the, is it crispy with the coconut? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong with the crispy.
Yeah. Anyway, let's come back to you. So the program really is about talking with women about their well-being, what they're doing out there in the community. So you said that you are also the chairperson for
Waimahia Intermediate.
Yeah. So you're chairperson of Waimahia Intermediate. You are also standing for the local board in Manurewa.
Yes.
And you've
just been
elected the secretary for Labour Pacific Sector. So, and you have 6 daughters and 1 grandson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do you keep everybody well, Sango?
Well,
because you're working full time, you're part of lots of communities, events out there.
Oh, absolutely, and I think it's really important for everybody to have that time for themselves or to do something that they feel is important for self-love, giving back to yourself so that you remain balanced mentally and emotionally, which is really important. I find peace within my faith. So first and foremost, prayer is very important for me. And if I don't do my morning prayer, then at least I incorporate it with my breakfast prayer when I have my breakfast with my children. And I find it's really important to end my day with prayer. So always giving thanks and praise to God for being with me throughout the day. And that, for me personally, is gives me strength and gives me guidance. Other things as well, well-being for me is I love going for walks. So sometimes I'll, whichever child is ready first, then they'll come with me for my morning walk. And I just go for a quick walk around the block. It literally takes me 8-9 minutes. But that for me clears my head for the day and my priority list and what I need to do and need to accomplish. So I like to do that first thing in the morning. I don't have time in the when I finish work to do any other form of exercise. Exercise is really important. And Sunday evenings and Friday evenings, I try my best to keep that to family time, whether it's around the kitchen table talking and laughing and arguing or debating for 4.5 hours. My girls and I can, and my parents, because I take care of my elderly parents as well. But we can lose time easy on a Friday night just debating about one topic, and then it ends up being another topic, and it's good. It's good. So, over a cup of tea.
So your parents are at home as well with you, and yes. Are they providing support as well?
Oh, absolutely. My parents help me. They reassure me that what I'm doing is the right thing. And they give me strength. They give me courage. And they're actually my reason why I do what I do. Yeah, my parents are not, they don't stay home, even though my father retired 7 years ago, but he's very entrenched in the community as well. My mother still works full time. She's celebrating 73 years this Friday.
So your mum's 73 this Friday and she works full time. Where does she work?
She works at a dry cleaner's. And she's always been a dry cleaner and a presser since I can remember. But my mother has been, she's the mother that took me to aerobics, introduced me to aerobics at the YMCA in Invercargill. And she's the one that rode a bike from one end of Invercargill to the other to go to work. So I look at the both of them and I think, well, look, if my parents are energetic and they use their time to give, then well, how can I stay home?
I've
always had that embedded in me, you know. And my mum always finishes work and she comes home, she goes somewhere else, choir practice or youth or, you know, goes to the swimming pool, goes to the spa, and that lifestyle. So we have a television, but we have very rarely use it.
Now I know where you get it from mum and dad.
I get it from my parents, absolutely.
Why Invercargill? Did they come from Samoa to Invercargill?
Oh, so my parents, actually, they migrated and they ended up in Christchurch as individuals. And funny story, they lived on a horseshoe street on opposite sides, but there was a dairy in the middle. So, yes, that's their love story. I can't believe I'm actually announcing their love. Yes, they met at the dairy. Every morning they would walk there from one end to the other and they became used to each other and say good morning, and then one thing happened to another and, yes, they got married. And
what year was that, Sango? Because were there many Samoans in Christchurch in that time?
There weren't many, actually. Yeah. There weren't many. But even more so, there were barely any in Invercargill. So when my parents moved to Invercargill late 60s, I think it was around 1968-69, and my father, only reason because my father got offered a job at TYA Aluminium Smelter. And that particular place of business hosted at least 3,000 workers from Invercargill, and majority were Māori and Pasifika. So my father was one of the, he actually worked there for 28 years straight.
Wow, yeah, because I know that people born in 1969 are turning 50 this year. So that's
They are indeed.
That's over 50 years ago your parents met in Christchurch and he moved in Invercargill to work at the TY Aluminium for 28 years.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
We moved here to Manurewa. Funny thing, 22 years ago, we've been living in Manurewa 22 years now, but when I moved here, I still had that mentality. You can take the girl out of Invercargill.
But you can't take
Invercargill out of the girl.
Yeah.
So I raised my daughters, and I couldn't understand why parents or my friends were sending their children to other schools out of Manurewa.
Yeah.
And they would tell me different reasons, and I would say, oh, okay, but I'd still enroll my children to local schools.
Mm.
So all my children are enrolled in local schools, all finished. My 9-year-old still goes to primary, of course. My 12-year-old still at Waimahi Intermediate, and I have my 15-year-old who's at Putake Māori Unit at James Cook. We live locally. I'm literally a 52-minute walk away from my house. We go to church locally. I shop locally. So I absolutely live and breathe Manurewa.
So you're Manurewa now. You're finally, after 22 years, you left emotionally, let Invercargill just relax.
Have to sooner or later. It's been 22 years. I know, right?
Okay, so you tell me that you're standing for a candidate on the local board for Manurewa. Why have you done that?
I've wanted to stand for a few years, and I guess it is God's timing.
Yeah.
And I believe in my heart that it is God's calling for me to do something about the state of Manurewa, where it is currently. Mm. When I moved into Manurewa, it was thriving, and it was beautiful and attractive, and I loved it. And looking at it now, I just think, oh, what's happened? The state of our shopping malls, the state of our roads, the state of our playgrounds. Majority of playgrounds, at least 95%, have not been refurbished in the last 12 years, at least.
Yeah.
At least. And I'm honestly quite sick of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I'm really angry about it.
Mm.
And the more research I do, the more I find out that certain people that are in positions of decision making are not making the right decisions for our community, which is why I've stood, and I believe in my heart that this is, as I said, God's calling, and we're doing God's work, and I just put all my being into our Lord, that we will be successful, and you will be, that we are able to win the solution and build Manurewa success.
Yeah,
that's what Manurewa deserves.
I live in Manurewa as well, and I think I've been there since 2007. What's my math? That's about 12 years. Yeah, and I get what you're talking about, Sango, because you know that South Mall. Area that could look better. The park, the only park I use in Manurewa is the gardens. When I go for a walk at the gardens, I can't really think of any other park that I've been to. That's probably because as a local, I don't know that it's safe for me to go there, or I just don't know. So what do you think, what are you suggesting you're going to do differently?
Our Manurewa Labour team have been advocating, and we've been in the community every week now. This Sunday will be 12 weeks we've been at the Manurewa Sunday Market, and we're asking the people what their concerns are and what are their issues. And it's not new to me, because the community is speaking, and it aligns with how I'm thinking, that they too are fed up with certain issues that are similar to mine and similar to our teams. Definitely for me, and for our community, they have been voicing that we have far too many liquor outlets, and that there's one on practically every block from Great South Road to the beach, and it's just not good enough when the current local board has been saying for 12 years that they will reform and stop any new liquor outlets. And then in 2010, the same team actually said that they would put in reforms to abolish any new pokies and pubs. And I find that absolutely atrocious that I can walk in Southmore and count 8 pokies and pubs.
And
there used
Southmore.
To be a Pizza Hut, and that's now been shut down, and it's now another bar.
Yeah, that's right. I actually don't, that part of South Mall I don't walk into. I just go to the Vietnamese place, and that's about the only place I go to, because, pork and rice shop.
Yeah.
Mm. So those are the only two shops on that side of the road that I actually use, because I feel it's safe there, but I'm not quite sure about the middle bits.
Where absolutely. The,
yeah.
That's right. Well, before I stood for the Labour Party selection, I purposely spoke to over 100 people outside New World South Mall and Pack and Save Clendon, and 88% of people were saying that community safety is a real big issue.
Mm.
The ongoing violence outside our train stations, the fights, the domestics, the wave of drugs that's apparent when people all of a sudden lose their patience. And just not having community patrols anymore, I don't understand where the police are. Their presence is only felt, according to this 88%, the 88 people I spoke to, only felt when you can hear them, when they're chasing people. And then they feel, oh, yeah, there goes the police. But they don't see them to protect that part of their aspect. But
so what do you want to see happen in Manila in a couple of years?
In regards to the community, community is saying that there should be more CCTV cameras, that there should be more security. They're asking the question, where are our Māori wardens and Pacific wardens gone? Mm. What has happened there? The conversation, just the actual being of feeling safe. Definitely known that people are feeling unsafe. And connecting with our local police station and asking that question, is there a possibility? People are asking, we used to have those community patrol cars that would drive past and make the good citizens of Manurewa feel safe. And of course, act as a deterrent towards those citizens that are not so good. Which is a really important and valid question. A lot of people are also saying that Clendon Police Station is never open. So if anything was to happen, and they've given me different examples, and they go there, and they're not there.
Okay.
Which is really sad. Now, a lot of the people, 91% actually asked for a Manurewa Arts Centre, Music and Arts Centre, for our youth.
Yeah.
And pointed out that Otara has one and Mangere has one and Manurewa does not, and more importantly, does not have a centre specifically for our youth unless you play sport. Then you can go to the recreational centre.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because that's what young people are saying everywhere. Like Papakura Youth is saying they want a youth place where they can go and feel safe and do things the youth do. And Tāmaki is saying the same thing. And I suppose Mangere and Otahu has led the way. So now it's time for the rest of us to just keep up with that. And you're hoping to do that as part of your standing?
Absolutely.
The local
absolutely.
Board? Yeah.
And looking at the different spaces in Manurewa, there's plenty to choose from.
Mm.
But it's finding that connection and finding out how we can accommodate and meet and keep our community satisfied with what we can offer. I just get really frustrated when I think 12 years the same team have been promising a lot and have not done anything. And I just feel that it's our time, and 68% of Manurewa is Māori Pasifika, and I believe that it's time for us, especially when we've got so many that have lived in Manurewa for so long, and they're all grandparents now. Most have given up hope. And I feel, look, if we can bring back the hope, please make the right decision and please vote. Vote for change. Because if we keep voting the same people over and over again, Manurewa is going to get worse.
All right, great, Sango. It's great that we're talking about Well with Anahila, and I can hear your passion coming through in terms of asking people to vote at this year's local council elections. I'll probably give you an opportunity, although this is about talking about well-being. Well, you've talked about it. You've got some problems that you saw that could be changed, and you feel like that with you being getting into the local board, you could make those changes. We'll give an opportunity now to you. You talked about the we. Are you part of a group?
Part of what, sorry?
Are you part of a team that's standing, or are you standing on?
Yes, so I'm part of the Manerewa Labour team. And so the Labour Party endorses us, of course. That's why we call ourselves the Manerewa Labour team. But there's eight of us all standing. We have three Māori, two Samoan, two Indian, and one Pākehā. We're all standing for different reasons and all advocating and wanting change, good change for Manerewa. And I believe that the real issue here is that community are speaking, but the current board, previous boards, our council are not actually listening, engaging and actioning what the community wants.
Historically,
I feel that it's time for a change.
Okay, that's great. But historically, Manerewa hasn't been well represented in turning out the vote. So that's a challenge for your team encourage people to exercise their voice by voting. Let's come back to your well-being because we're almost running out of time. I know you only had 20 minutes to spend with me, so thank you very much for that time. Let's come back and let's... I really like how you talked about the prayer from the morning, first thing in the morning, or if you missed it, you'll have it with your breakfast and when you are asleep at night, and just before to end the day, and then just getting up and doing a quick walk around the block is something that helps you with your well-being. You've got your parents supporting you, and I no doubt the laughter of your girls keep you going as well, and your grandson.
Absolutely.
Luca, is there anything else that you do, Sango, for yourself that you could share with our listeners?
To be honest, if I do have the time, and I try my best to do that, straight after church, I have the New Zealand Herald, which I fold on Saturday, and I keep it up on top of my fridge. And my children all know not to touch that newspaper. And I make me a cup of tea. I'll go outside underneath my tree on my barbecue table, and I have at least an hour to myself. And my children will play around me and do whatever they want around me, but they know it's mum's time. I need to read my paper and catch up on news, and I love that stuff. I love reading. Reading is really important for me because it makes my mind work.
You must have got that from Invercargill. Because most people I meet from Invercargill, they like reading. Must be because of
reading.
The weather. I don't know.
Maybe it was our way of keeping warm.
Maybe. Sango, thank you very much for being with me today. I know that our time today is short, but hey, it's been quality. I really liked hearing about your parents' story, how they met at the dairy in Christchurch just over 50 years ago, and your dad's service in the TY aluminium plant for over 20 years, and your mum's always been in the dry cleaning business, and she's still going, and at 73 or 4?
She's 73 this year.
73, and I wish your mum a happy birthday for Friday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to your mum. This is our talk today. We'll come out on Wednesday, so if you want to send a message out to your mum to send us off today, that would be great.
Thank you. We'll do.
Like now?
Oh, I will indeed.
Okay, that was Sango Whianganga. Sango Whianganga is a sister from Pacifica Manukau. That's how I met Sango. And we've just had a conversation with her in 22 years in Manurewa, and before that from Invercargill. And I think we can all hear from Sango's kōrero or her talanoa that she's passionate about a safe community in Manurewa. All we can do is encourage everybody out there to enroll and vote at this year's local elections. And that was Well with Anahila. Thank you very much, Sango Whafutau Te Lelawa. Have a great evening. Well with Anahila. Ka kite anō.
Oh, thank you, Anahila. Take care. Thank you.
I know you moved on to someone new. Hope life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just want to say thank you.
Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. go. And I know it ain't pretty when our hearts get broke. Too young to feel this old, watching us both turn cold. Oh, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke. Yeah, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke.
I hope someday
to show for it now. And I know it ain't pretty when the fire burns out. Calling me when I'm drunk, remind me of what I've done. And I know it ain't pretty when you're trying to move on.
Thank you for listening. That was Well with Anahila, Labourist Member of Parliament based in Papakura and Tāmaki. I'll talk to you next time. Ka kite.